Hollywood Nights. Tonight's movie night. And Chris Bellini is here, as he is every Friday morning. Good morning to you, Chris.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, good to have you with us on this Friday. And I'll tell you, I've been thinking for the past several months, what is Charlize Theron doing? We haven't seen nearly enough of her.
Well, now you got the answer. I think last time we saw her, she was probably doing Atomic Blonde, so this movie's going to be definitely a big switch up from that. And you got some good film lineage here. You got the Academy Award-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody writing screenplay, reteaming with director Jason Reitman. They did Juno together, and of course you got Theron. Different movie, it's definitely not in the Avengers realm. So basically, Theron's Marlo. She's a mother who's just welcomed in her third child, a little baby girl. Her husband, Drew, played by Ron Livingston, he works a lot and he goes out of town quite a few times. So she's really forced to kind of juggle all the trials and tribulations of motherhood. You know, the school drop-offs, the lunches, the diapers. You know, and that's tough. So basically, her brother offers her a very generous and unique gift. He wants to hire a night nanny for her to kind of take a lot off of her plate.
A night nanny?
Yeah, you know, I never heard of that before, but maybe somebody comes in, takes, you know, wakes you up when you need to feed the baby and then lets you go back to sleep and make sure the baby's burped and played with or, you know, lulled back to sleep. And he really thinks that this is going to help her out. Well, you know, she's a little hesitant at first, but she basically comes around and that's who Tully is, the night nanny. And you can see in the scene from the film, they're going to build a real special relationship and Tully's going to become someone that she can really lean on.
You seem like a great mom.
Great moms organize class parties and casino night. They bake cupcakes that look like minions. All the things I'm just too tired to do. Honestly, even getting dressed just feels exhausting. I open my closet and I just think, didn't I just do this?
Yeah, but that's the downside of living on a planet with a short solar day. Although Jupiter's even shorter.
You're like a book of fun facts for unpopular fourth graders.
Nice little moment there.
Yeah.
It's an interesting dynamic between
them. Is it about the relationship between the two, Chris?
Yeah, you know, it's basically that they come in. It's basically how she's struggling with motherhood and this young night nanny comes in and sort of build a bond and she kind of strengthens her and they kind of have a back and forth. And of course, everyone changes at the end. So, but here's the thing about this movie. And I know a lot of people are raving about this movie. Here's what I love. You sit into this movie, the movie starts, you got, first of all, great performance by Charlize. You wanted to know where she is. Well, she's back in full force. She's back to her Academy Award winning Monster Days because she's physically transforms herself to play this character. You know, she looks like a mom who just had a baby. She looks great, but you can see the tiredness on her face.
Yeah.
She definitely digs into the emotional layers of this character, and every little moment you can see that stress is building on her. And, of course, when she finds some moments of levity, you get to see those in her expression as well. So she stands out really, really fantastically. And I love how the movie, obviously, just with my kids and my wife, it's such a task for mothers, and you applaud them. So I really love the way that they put her in this situation and the way they cut the film and really showed you, you know, the work and the time you have to put into to being a mother. And they did such a great job at doing that. So I'm into this movie, right? Tully comes in a little weird as far as the relationship, a little awkward to kind of grasp who she is.
And remind me, Chris, who plays Tully?
Mackenzie Davis.
Okay.
So you've seen her a little bit before. Of course, she's really coming to the forefront with some of the movies she's making. But yeah, so she, you know, I get into that. I see the relationship. I see Charlize kind of changing and finding these moments to be herself again. And I'm in 100%. Some weird things are happening. I'm going to a big buildup here. Some weird things are happening. I hope they explain. And the catch is I can't really tell you too much about the end, but here's where it took a left turn for me.
Okay.
The end of the movie comes, and they took the audience in a place that's unexpected, and a lot of people appreciated the surprise of this ending. But for me, it kind of spoiled a little bit for me just because it was out of place. It didn't fit for a movie like this. I thought it was a movie about people learning about each other and changing.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they kind of give you a curveball. I love the concept.
When you were talking about the setup of this movie, Chris, I was like, uh-oh, that sounds like the setup for a really bad Lifetime movie. So I hope it doesn't turn into that.
It's better than a Lifetime movie because I think a Lifetime movie either have that super depressing ending or have a lot of schmaltz, right? You either go one or the other. This one was kind of going right down the line, that perfect balance. But without spoiling the movie, yes, the end. I've seen you're going to be when you see the end, it's going to be very reminiscent of another movie that kind of put that into film culture, and it just took me out of it because then the movie became something different for me. It wasn't about a relationship; it was more about what they were doing here.
So it lost you at the end.
I can't tell you, but
no, don't tell me.
A lot of parts of it, the end didn't mix for me, and that kind of threw me for a loop and kind of
Well, of course it would. Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, people loved it. I sat next to a person that didn't love it. That was a surprise to me. But then I talked to other people that said, oh, it was so surprising. And I'm like, yeah, but surprising doesn't mean good.
Yeah, that's
just
for sure.
Me. So what am I saying? I think there's a lot to like in it, but I definitely couldn't push someone to see Full Price for this just because the end let me down. It wasn't exactly, it's billed as a comedy. They're funny moments, but I don't think it's a funny movie. So I'd say, you know, maybe matinee, but I can't get behind this.
Well, now you have me completely interested in finding out what the heck happens at the end.
I tell you, I'll be honest with you. Somebody at work yesterday, I go, hey, you were going to see this movie? And they're like, no. And I said, just spilled it all out. Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, what?
Oh, really?
So, I don't know. I'm probably in the minority, but if you see it or you get wind of it, love to chat with you.
Okay, definitely. I will. No, well, now I can't. I'm not going to be able to wait. I'm going to have to look up and see what happens in this movie. But it is definitely. I mean, I love Charlize Theron, and I'm glad she's making movies again. So that is
she's
the review.
Fantastic.
That is the review of Tully with that surprise ending. Looking forward to it, Chris. Thanks so much for being here. Good weekend
Anytime.
To you. That's Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, talking about the new movie Tully, which apparently Tom has a very surprise ending. Sometimes that can be a very good thing in the movies and sometimes not.